Station, staffannouncer.com.
This is WBEN Radio News, brought to you by Loblaws, the supermarkets that carry the best meats in America. I'm Lou Douglas. President Nixon calls a news conference. Busby murder suspects are extradited to Chautauqua County. Guards go on strike at a Massachusetts prison. The talks begin in Paris on United States aid to Hanoi. These and other top stories of the hour on WBEN Radio News. President Nixon called an unexpected news conference at the White House late this morning. Details are expected momentarily. Susan Hallett and her boyfriend have failed to block their bid from extradition to Chautauqua County, New York, to face murder charges. Larry Webb has the report from Detroit.
A Detroit nurse and her boyfriend were extradited to New York today on fugitive warrants in the execution-style slayings of the woman's father, stepmother, and stepsister. 24-year-old Susan Hallett and 28-year-old Richard Parrish were returned to suburban Jamestown, New York, to be tried on 3 counts of murder. It was on the 12th of last month the bodies of Robert Hallett, his wife, and daughter were found in the basement of their ransacked home. Each had been shot in the back of the head. New York authorities charged that the family was killed during a holdup attempt staged by Parrish and Susan, who is Hallett's daughter by a previous marriage. The suspects were arrested in a Detroit apartment where officers confiscated a high-powered rifle, a large sum of money, and a car owned by the elder Hallett. Miss Hallett, a nurse at a Detroit hospital, had met Parrish in Detroit and had planned to be married. Larry Webb, WBEN News, Detroit.
The bodies of 49-year-old Robert Hallett, his wife Grace, 39, and their 8-year-old daughter Anne were found in their fashionable home in the town of Busby near Jamestown. Another Detroit man, 22-year-old Aaron Hale, already is in the Chautauqua County Jail in connection with the slayings. A teenage girl is being treated at the Buffalo General Hospital after a night of terror. The 16-year-old girl was going to an East Ferry Street grocery when a youth carrying a gun forced her into a vacant home. Police said that she was stabbed twice in the neck and then raped. The victim crawled from the house and collapsed in an alley. A neighbor found her and took her to the hospital. She is listed in fair condition. 21-year-old Frederick Parks of Temperance Street in Niagara Falls, Ontario, has been charged with kidnapping and indecent assault following an incident in that Canadian city. Jim Marino has more on the story.
Near the intersection of Maple Street and Victoria Avenue, a 12-year-old girl was forcibly abducted and driven to a home on Temperance Street, where she was indecently assaulted. The young girl finally broke loose from her abductor and ran a mile and a half to report the incident. She gave police an excellent description of a car. An arrest was made on Stanley Avenue by Sergeant Bill Bowie and Constable John Franco. Parks was released on a promise to appear. This is Jim Marino reporting for WBEN Radio News.
Guards at Walpole State Prison in Massachusetts went on strike today to protest Corrections Department policies, which the guards say allow the inmates to run the prisons. The guards walked out when negotiations broke down, and a Corrections Department spokesman had this to say.
We have taken the position that there could be no formal, and I emphasize formal, negotiations with the union while there is an illegal work stoppage. The governor of the state, Governor Sargent, has emphasized that he will not be intimidated by either the guards or the inmates, and that there can be no negotiations under threat.
Massachusetts State Prison Police have taken up positions in and out of the Walpole Prison, replacing the 240 guards who are on strike. WBEN News Time, 4 minutes past 12.
There's another new Loblaws. It's the big, beautiful new Loblaws at Transit Road and Maple and Griner Road. It's grand opening week underway right now. You don't have to make a purchase to win a year's supply of free groceries worth more than $1,000. Or a free bushel basket of food every half hour. Or a 25-inch color TV console. Or many, many other prizes. It's worth the trip to this big new Loblaws just to get hungry when you visit the really fabulous delicatessen department. And you will get hungry when you get the aroma of fresh bread coming warm from the oven. When you see the coconut custard pies hot and fresh from the oven, you will get hungry when you see the fresh, tasty macaroni salad. It's underway all day and every weekday evening till 10. Loblaws grand opening celebration, Transit Road at Maple and Griner Roads in the town of Amherst. Don't miss it.